Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Amanda Kachurka and Leslie Ridge Allen from the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. Amanda, let's start with you. What is the Erie Ambassadors Program and what is it designed to do?
So the Erie Ambassador Program has been around for many years. I myself went through the program back in 2013. And really the heart of the program, I think, you know, the purpose was really when it was created was to give people an opportunity to get a better feel for some of the businesses that exist here in our community. And so it was, you know, behind the scenes tours of these companies. It was presentations from the owners of the companies, just a way for people to learn more about what's going on in our community. And the program's really great for people who have lived here their entire lives or people who are new here. You know, I went through the program. I had been a student at Gannon. I had graduated, been in the workforce for a couple of years, and went through the program at that point. And I learned so much about the amazing organizations that we have here. So that's really the purpose of the program. And for 2020, we're excited to feature some new changes, some updates to the program to make it even bigger and better.
It really does sound like a great networking opportunity.
Yeah, it is. And it was an opportunity for me to meet some new professional colleagues, make connections that benefited me in the position, the work that I was doing at the time for the Small Business Development Center. And so, you know, there are still members of that class that I'm friends with, keep in touch with. And I think that's true of every class that's gone through the program.
Can you describe the changes that were made to the program for 2020?
Yeah, so we're excited about the changes that have come to pass. So launching this year for 2020, first and foremost, the Erie Ambassador Program is just that. It's a program. In the past, I think it's been largely controlled by our event coordinator, who is now Colleen Gross. She does a phenomenal job. So now it's a partnership between the two of us, with her handling sort of the logistical side, making sure that we have all the different businesses on board. What are we doing when we get there? Are we touring? Are we sitting in a room for a presentation for a little while, and then I'm handling more of the content side. So that's really where the change is for this year, is in the content. And so I'm sure James has probably mentioned in the times that he's talked to you the targeted industry analysis that was completed by Gartner Economics. So within that report, there were six industries identified that Erie is well positioned for from a business attraction and retention standpoint. So again, just a refresher, those industries are life sciences, high value added manufacturing, food and beverage processing, high value business services, tech, gaming and digital, and year round experiential recreation. So the idea for the ambassador program this year was, let's build the content around those target industries. So if these are the types of companies that we really want to grow and thrive and attract in Erie, let's showcase the players that we have in those spaces currently. So a lot of work was done to research what companies we have in those spaces and approach them and say, hey, are you interested in being a host for the ambassador program? So we've been very fortunate to find a representative from each of the industries. And so really creating a more comprehensive program that not only introduces some fascinating local companies, but also ties the program up in a nice little package for the participants. So there's a consistent theme. We're working towards something at the end as far as them being able to speak intelligently about the great revitalization that's happening here.
Can you fully explain the curriculum?
Sure. So as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about the different targeted industries as a whole. There's a little diagram that James likes to draw that shows the cross-section of public sector, government, higher education, and private sector, and sort of where the three of those converge in the middle is where really good, successful economic development happens. And so that's what we're trying to do with the Erie Ambassador Program curriculum now. So we'll, of course, have a full session on the chamber as the kickoff, so all the participants can learn more about what we do and all the expanded activities that have come to pass since we've expanded our team so significantly. And then, of course, a session on local government. We're excited to have both the city and the county on board, as well as Dean Pepicello from Harbor Creek Township, talking about how they work together. Higher education, we're actually partnering with Penn State Barron Innovation Commons to cover both the higher education side, but also those high-value business services for their business and engineering partnership. And then from there, we jump into really the private sector, and that's where we start looking at all those industries and the businesses that sit within them.
When it comes to the curriculum topics, what is there a greater emphasis on when it comes to this 12-week program?
I would say there's probably the heaviest focus on the private sector because of how many industries were identified. As I mentioned, there were six industries, so we have a business represented for each of those industries. So that probably makes up the bulk of the program. And then, as I mentioned, we have the government session, the higher education, and then there's also going to be a session on workforce to help them learn a bit more about our workforce delivery system.
Can you tell us about some of the businesses participating as hosts for the spring program?
Yes, this is one of the topics that I get most excited about because we've got some new people on the list this year. So we've got Smith's Provisions, really excited to have them representing the food production industry. My meetings with John and Sarah there have been wonderful. They're really excited to host us, and so that's going to be great. We have MCPC representing the tech, gaming, and digital sector with all the work they do in cybersecurity. UPMC, of course, with the Hammett, UPMC Hammett with the McGee Partnership, talking about the life sciences sector, all of the great research and clinical trials that are going to be happening with that. I mentioned Penn State Barron with Innovation Commons, really unique business and engineering collaboration there with engineering services being provided to local businesses, testing, prototyping, things of that nature. It's fascinating. Plastikos as our high-value added manufacturing representative. And then a couple of great returning presenters that have been in the ambassador program for years now, which is Scott Enterprises, representing, of course, the recreation side of things. We're going to be meeting down at Harbor Place to hear about all the wonderful developments there. And then finally, probably one of our highest rated sessions consistently is our downtown trolley tour with John Buchna from the Downtown Partnership and Brett Weiler here from our staff talking about opportunity zones. So that rounds out the program.
Can you tell us what it means to be an Erie ambassador?
I think the opportunity to go through this program is one that I'm still, you know, thrilled that I was fortunate enough to have an employer who would, you know, foot the bill for me to go through the program. That was really exciting. The connections I made, what I learned, it's something I wouldn't trade for anything. And I think with the changes that we're making to the program for this year, we're going to be creating an even stronger, true ambassador. You know, the idea is to create this force of people who can help the chamber and other economic development entities, you know, all of our partners really talk about what we're doing for the transformation and revitalization of Erie. We need all the help we can get sharing that message. So the more people that we can get on board and really show them behind the scenes what's happening, I think that fight will become easier and easier. So ultimately, it's a great opportunity to become in the know.
I would imagine that if an employer is not aware of the program, that's probably a good place to start a dialogue.
Absolutely. And that was something that I did. You know, I'd heard of the program in the past. I'd certainly have friends that have gone through the program, and it was interesting to me. So I approached my supervisor and I said, you know, this sounds like something I would be interested in participating in. You know, can we talk about if this could count toward professional development? And it did. So I think having that conversation with your employer, if you're interested in the program, is a great place to start.
Can you describe when the program is held and the time commitment?
Sure. So our kickoff session starts March 24th. That is for our spring 2020 session. And that is another change that's been made to the program this year. We've made it a bit longer. So in the past, it's been about 9 weeks. Now it's 12. So that's going to be, on average, I'll say every Tuesday. We have a couple of sessions here and there where we had a little bit of a conflict with Tuesday night. So, of course, we'll make our class aware of those changes. But for the sake of this interview, Tuesdays from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and that time is jam-packed with lots of great information and tours and opportunities to learn.
Amanda, could you talk about what the cost of this is?
Yeah, so a little bit of a change there too this year. So the cost now for individuals who come from chamber member businesses, that cost is $250 to complete the program. And then if you work for a company that is not a chamber member, of course, we would love to chat with the business owner about that, but it is $350 for non-members.
And really, that's just a small price to pay.
Absolutely. And it's, again, it's 12 weeks, and those are jam-packed sessions. And I should mention, I didn't mention earlier, we're adding another new session this year that is going to sort of culminate before graduation, and that's leadership-focused. That's going to be presented by Chris Harbin from Penn State Barand, sharing some great just leadership tools. And, okay, so now you've learned all of this wonderful information about what's happening in Erie. How, as a leader now, do you go out and share that with your community in a meaningful way?
Amanda, are there any other details that you'd like to touch on?
I think just registration at this point. So registration is open now. The class, I will say, typically does fill up fast. So early registration is encouraged. You can do that on our website, eriepa.com. There's an icon on our homepage that says Get Connected. It's red. If you click on that, it'll take you to a page where there's a button that says Erie Ambassadors. Click there and register.
If someone may have any questions, is there a number people can call?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can call me directly, actually, 814-454-7191. I'm extension 130, and I would be happy to talk to you.
Amanda, thanks again for taking the time to do this. Leslie, let's bring you in here. For those who don't know, can you describe the Business Action Team's role at the Erie Chamber?
So the Business Action Team, in the simplest form, we are the ears of the organization. We're on the front lines in the business community, chatting with business owners and senior decision makers to get an understanding of what the business climate is like for them, specific to their industry, and kind of what they're experiencing in general, either on their supply chain side, their customer side, or the vendors that they work with. Our team then takes that information, comes back internally, and uses it to shape the programming that we offer to our members and to businesses throughout the community, as well as see if there's an opportunity to have some larger conversations with our regional partners to creatively combat maybe some common themes that we see businesses struggling with in Erie County and beyond.
You guys probably really have your finger on the pulse here, right?
We do. You know, part of our role with the Business Action Team is to play quarterback, if you will, of over 40 economic development and strategic partner organizations here in Erie County. And so we really view our role as that leader among that group to collectively get everyone at the same table at the same time and have a really holistic and comprehensive conversation so that we're all not doing duplicative work and we're instead working together in a way that makes sense and that's strategic and that's efficient so that we can solve problems for businesses as quickly as possible. You know, working with government agencies and other partners, sometimes we can't move as quickly as business, but we're really finding that that approach is helping us provide solutions to them in a reasonable time frame so that the business themselves, they don't have to waste that time outside of their day-to-day operations and instead can focus on their work while allowing us to do some of that more investigative research angle of solving their problems and presenting a couple viable solutions for them.
I would imagine if you were a smaller business, this is a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah, we've really found that business owners appreciate it. You know, their business is our business, and we want them to focus on the positive growth opportunities and have to spend less time on hurdles, and that's what we're really here for. You know, we're here to be that, you know, we like to use the analogy of being like a PCP, right? Your general practitioner who kind of does that intake and that analysis for the business, tries to identify some common themes that maybe the business owners might not even fully have a handle on at that point and make recommendations and connections through our vast network within the region.
Can you further describe how the Chamber excels at connecting businesses to resources that help them grow and expand, and maybe lay out a few scenarios where you know you can help a business get over an issue they may be having?
So I think there's two examples that come to mind. One, you know, we had a business reach out to us and say, hey, one of our main vendors recently won a significant government contract, and we're really excited for them, but unfortunately, they can no longer take on our work that we'd been contracting through them because they need to make space for this great opportunity. we need help. How can you find a business who can basically do for us what they were doing? And I want to say the turnaround was in a couple of days. We were able to connect them to three or four options, and they have since found someone just down the road from them who's able to fulfill that opportunity. So I think that's a great example of how the business action team and the chamber in general can support business day in and day out. We might have a conversation with you today, and you know, the business owner may not feel like there was an immediate action step, but 6 months from now, there's a company that comes in that we met through some other avenue, and the business previously has the exact solution that they need, and we're able to make that connection. So we really view this as long-term relationship building to make sure that we're able to connect all of the dots that the companies that exist here in Erie have and know the assets that surround them. Another great example, you know, we're able to be the messenger. So we've worked with some businesses who were interested in expanding, and they weren't sure about the potential environmental implications on some sites that they were interested in looking at. And they didn't necessarily want to be the one to reach out to the DEP to ask the questions. We're able to ask the questions on behalf of the business community and get the right answers, and then help the business owner and the company in general, you know, kind of move through that process so they're not held up by some of the red tape that you can run into when you're dealing with different federal, state, and sometimes local agencies. So I would say those are two probably very recent examples of ways that we've helped, you know, take something that could be really jumbled to a business owner and make a very strategic, straightforward game plan for them of, you know, here's step one down to step five that you need to take, and we're helping you make those connections the whole way through.
I know the question that the business action team often asks business owners is, what's keeping you up at night? Every business, large and small, has problems. Acknowledging those problems and reaching out to the business action team may be the first step in a business resolving that problem permanently. Isn't that true?
It's so true, you know, and our team really operates under confidentiality. We can do our best job on behalf of the business when they're willing to be completely candid with us. We understand that sometimes there's sensitive information, there's proprietary information, and we're very respectful of that. We're really there to get an understanding of how you do business, what the obstacles and the opportunities are, and make sure that you are well connected to the best possible solution. So I would say that we probably save a lot of time, money, and frustration that a business owner would otherwise spend trying to solve this on their own.
You can help small businesses identify needs if they are not quite sure, can't you?
Correct. So a lot of times, especially with small business owners, they wear so many hats, and they're very understandably caught up in the day-to-day grind, if you will, of running the actual business, getting the product out the door or the customers in the door. And so sometimes they just truly do not have the time to stop and look at things from a 30,000 foot view. So I think the best and most simplest example of how we've been able to help small businesses sometimes is in identifying their target audience. So we've worked with a handful of small businesses now where they understandably were frustrated, feeling as though they weren't having the right clientele or enough of the clientele coming in. We worked with them to look at their actual data and then made some suggestions on how they could pivot their marketing and their messaging and start connecting with the people who are actually purchasing and interested in their product and their business. So sometimes just having that outsider's perspective, that fresh eyes, can bring a new approach to the attention of the business owner that can really unlock a door that's been stuck for them for quite some time.
Sometimes businesses might just be too close to the situation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We also, you know, with that said, our job is not to do the work for them. We really serve in the capacity of making connections and facilitating. So we brainstorm, we analyze, we give ideas, and then we really want to connect them to other businesses within our community who have a very tailored, specific skill set that can work with them on that, because that's how our economy remains vibrant and thriving and sustainable over time.
Leslie, are there any other areas where you can help connect businesses to possible resolutions to their problems?
Absolutely. So we help with everything from as small as understanding Instagram changes to keep your marketing game strong, all the way up to helping a business figure out how they can start exporting to foreign countries and everything in between. We can help manufacturers get more comfortable with the idea of government contracting. We help with procurement. We help with strategic planning. We connect them to resources for succession planning, right? We have a lot of multi-generational family-owned businesses in this community. And, you know, two, three, four generations in, the next generation might not be as interested in carrying on that legacy, but we obviously value their presence here and want to make sure that they're connected to the lawyers, the CPAs, the strategic business consultants that can help keep them operational and make a viable line of, you know, succession for them to carry on and keep that legacy alive. So it's really everything A to Z that a business owner could need. And if we don't know, we're willing to do the work and find out.
Can you tell us how the roadshow will evolve this year?
Absolutely. So for those who maybe aren't familiar, the Roadshow was an 8-week program that we did last summer for the first time, where we went out into the community throughout the county and we essentially set up office hours for the day and said, hey, we'd love to meet with you. Come chat with us. Help us get a sense of where you are with your business and what you may need, and make connections like we would in any other type of outreach visit. We went down into Cory, we were in Edinburgh, we were in Girard, Albion, Northeast, Harbor Creek. I mean, we truly went. I think we have about 38 municipalities in the county. We were targeting at least 22 of them. So there were some that are just by nature close together and we could kind of hit at the same time, but we truly made an effort to get everywhere. And that was incredibly well received. I mean, we are the Erie Regional Chamber. We look to the Northeast Chamber, to the Cory Chamber, to the Girard Chamber as partners, and we are there to support what they're doing. But we truly are the chamber that's most ingrained in the economic development work within the region. So for this year, we're really excited that it has now just become something that we're doing monthly. So every month, we will be out in a different community throughout the county, very much the same way. We'll be there for the day, setting up office hours. Businesses can either choose to set up an appointment with us if they know for sure that they're available and would like to speak with someone, or if they have 15 minutes, a half hour on their lunch break or in between meetings to pop in and just sit down and introduce themselves, we're happy to do that too. So it's a really great opportunity just to introduce ourselves to the community, show that we're there in support, and make them feel a part of all of the great things that are going on across the region.
I know the Business Assistance Program can address hiring, training, marketing, financing, and other expansion needs of businesses. Can you elaborate more on any of these areas?
Sure. So I think, you know, we've talked and pretty much covered that we're able to make the direct referrals to other businesses who perhaps that's their area of expertise. But one of the other ways that we help is identifying the themes that are maybe bubbling up in each of those areas. And then we work internally with Amanda Kacherka, who's our program director, to then provide educational training opportunities. And we do that through seminars. We do it through webinars. We do new this year, something called Masterclass, which is a really in-depth 3-hour kind of opportunity to get in the weeds with a subject matter expert and understand what those next steps and practices are that a business owner would want to take back into their organization and start implementing. So we really look at it as an opportunity to not just make the referral to an industry expert, but then elevate that expert within our programming and to our membership and the other businesses here in Erie.
Leslie, what is the cost of this business assistance program?
Sure. So to reach out to someone on the business action team, it is absolutely free. You do not have to be a member of the chamber. Our service is truly agnostic in that our goal is to meet with as many business owners as we possibly can, as much as we can. It's also not a one-time deal. We really want businesses to look at us as their personal concierge. So the same way that when you're traveling and you would go to the hotel concierge and ask for their recommendation for a place to eat or what to see and do in that community, we want businesses to look at us in that same capacity. So today it might be a marketing issue. Tomorrow it might be HR. Down the road, it might be succession planning or expanding their facility. We are here as that constant resource for them to come back to time and time again and continue plugging in and getting the answers that they need in a really quick and efficient manner so that they can continue to grow.
The initial meeting is held at the business or phone meeting, correct?
Yeah, we are happy to make the connection in any way, though we find it most valuable to be on site at the facility. What that does is it just allows us to really visualize and understand the workspace of the business. We get to meet some of the team and address some of the issues that maybe are only picked up on by physically being there and being able to interact with a lot of employees and members of the business. So we are happy to have the conversation anyway and encourage everyone to call and make that first, you know, connection, introduction with us. But we love being able to go out and see and really give the businesses a chance to show off a lot of the great work that they're doing. And obviously, again, we operate under confidentiality. So we understand that sometimes there's proprietary and sensitive things going on within the four walls of the operation. But it really just helps us get the best picture possible so that we can, in turn, help them the most.
Leslie, can you describe the development of the customer action plan?
Sure. So the customer action plan is really just a fancy way for us to do our follow-up in the sense. It's just making sure that we are on the same page as the business owner, that we heard them correctly. I think that's really important, right? Two people can be at the same event and walk away with two totally different perspectives on it. And so the action plan is really just a way for us to ensure that we are going to go back and research and address the issues that were, in fact, most important to the business owner. That way we're able to deliver consistently time and time again for the organization.
You can really help business owners save valuable time when helping them resolve issues, can't you?
Absolutely. I mean, time is money, right? And we want to ensure, again, that businesses are able to spend the most time on not just the day-to-day products and services and things that they produce, but have time to innovate and get creative, right? And if our services can free up some of that mental white space, if you will, kind of take some things off of their plate so that they can sit for a moment, take a deep breath, and maybe look at their business in a way that they haven't before and get inspired and start thinking about the ways that their organization can evolve, that's the ultimate, you know, win for us outside of helping them keep their doors open, their lights on, and growing. It's really giving them an opportunity to look at their organization from 30,000 feet and figure out what's next as our economy continues to evolve and as our community continues to evolve.
Leslie, thanks again for taking the time to do this. One last question. How can any interested business learn more about the Business Action Team?
And the best way to learn more about us is to go online, eriepa.com. You'll see a Get Connected tab. We have a lot of information there. There's also a Grow Your Business tab where you can find information, or it's just getting in touch with us directly. I can be reached at 814-454-7191, extension 141, or there's a form on the website that they can fill out, and one of us will be in touch within 24 hours.
Thanks for listening to the Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 9 a.m. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.